This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
11 months ago, Mayor Tom Menino unveiled a citywide health intervention called Boston Moves for Health. His idea was simple: help people lose weight.
We're going to connect people with resources to help them achieve a healthier weight, make Boston a million pounds lighter.
A million pounds lighter in just 1 year. Sounds like a lot, but think of it this way. City health officials say Boston has about 200,000 overweight adults, so each of them would have to lose just 5 pounds each. That certainly sounds doable. Or think of it this way. Boston's total population is 625,000, so each resident would need to lose just a pound and a half. So with that one-year deadline less than a month away, how's the city's weight loss effort going? For an update, we turn to Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Anthony.
So that 1 million-pound goal, how many pounds have Bostonians lost so far?
Well, not really close to 1 million. I would say, according to a wonderful article just in the Boston Globe, Bostonians have lost 95,697 pounds.
Okay, which means the city still has a lot to lose.
Yes, in fact, more than 900,000 pounds.
Okay, so Gary, what happened here? It seemed like such a doable goal when the mayor announced it 11 months ago.
Well, I think as all of us know, losing weight is easier said than done. So it could be that, in fact, we just have not been taking off the pounds. But another possibility that should be mentioned is that we've been taking off the pounds but not tracking them very much on the city website. For example, I spoke today to Boston City Councilor Felix Arroyo, who, when Mayor Menino said he was going to lose weight, Arroyo said, well, I'll lose even more. And in fact, he has lost perhaps about 10 pounds or so. But when I asked him today whether he had entered that weight loss on the city website, he very apologetically said, well, I've been really busy. And so, in fact, he had not put it on there. So, of course, we can't know how many people are losing weight but not registering it with the city.
Well, Carrie, let's bring in Beth Tytel. She reported this story for the Boston Globe over the weekend, and she's with us now. Hi, Beth. Well, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
So let's start by, first of all, talking about this goal. Why 1 million pounds? First of all, was that a realistic goal?
Well, I mean, it seemed like a realistic goal because you figure, as you say, we have 625,000 citizens. Each of the overweight people could lose 5 pounds, but that's hard. Or one person could have lost 1 million pounds. Just do it for everybody. So Carrie, I thought, brought up a very interesting point, which this the City Health Commission did feel that people are busy, so it's hard enough. You're losing the weight. You don't want to go to the website. But I will say the website is also not tracking weight gain.
So, really? So we know we've lost 95,000 pounds, but maybe we've put on another million.
That's right? My fear.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, you know, other cities have also called on their residents to lose weight.
And, yeah. And how have they done?
Well, you know, Corpus Christi, Texas, which was called America's Fattest City by Men's Health magazine, they challenged the residents to lose 50,000 pounds, and that just ended quietly. Corpus Christi is one of the fattest cities, or was the fattest, and Boston last year ranked 5th on Men's Fitness magazine's list of fittest cities. So
Wow. We're
actually starting from a pretty good place.
Beth, one of the things that I was struck by in your reporting was that the city has gotten to the point, or maybe they started it this way, where they said you don't even have to be from Boston to go onto this website, right? If you come to a Celtics game, get on the website and tell us if you're losing weight and how much.
Right, I love that.
So
you've
Malden,
had the flu, just
Somerville.
Come on over. Yeah, we'll take
Stoughton.
Anybody. Yeah, I was talking to somebody from the Public Health Commission, and I said, are you guys going to be going door to door as the deadline gets closer, knocking? He said, yes, we're going to be in a scavenger hunt. Please tell us about pounds that you've lost. The Health Commission did say that, yes, of course, they would like to lose this 1 million pounds, and we still could. But they also have a lot of other things that are happening as far as this program, and they said that the bigger effort is really to be inspirational.
I see. Well, we should say, by the way, that in advance of this piece, we did reach out to the city of Boston to get them to comment on this. We haven't heard back from them by the time we went to air. But Carrie, let's turn to Somerville, because that was a famous example of a town-wide health intervention. What happened there?
Well, Somerville is just known as a model of a place where they have done these sort of community-wide interventions, and they actually have data showing that they did, in fact, have better health outcomes. They did, in fact, end up with healthier citizens. So it would suggest that a community-wide initiative can work, at least to some extent. And I spoke with public health experts who said that, in fact, when you're doing a community-wide effort, it's not that you need that dramatic a change in each each person, because what you're looking at is sort of a population-wide change. It's realistic to say, let's just get people to lose a few pounds, and that could, in fact, change the statistics of a place. Mm.
And Beth, you spoke, I understand, with members of the Boston Public Health Commission about the city's results. How do they account for the city's, well, poor performance so far in this challenge?
Well, you know, as I said, they were thinking maybe they had done a focus group and they felt that people were more interested in logging how many miles they'd walked or run. Menino at the same time also challenged Bostonians to move 10 million miles. And as the director of the commission said to me, if you walk 3 miles, you walk 3 miles. You don't essentially lose the 3 miles the next day like you can with weight. Like you lose weight and then you gain it back. One thing that's interesting is that Oklahoma City did lose 1 million pounds.
They did.
They did. It did take them 4 years. Oh. And at one point, the entire town, this is my favorite part, hit a plateau. A dieting plateau. So the mayor, though, there is very press savvy. And he would do things like he would stand in front of large items like cargo planes and Santa Claus and elephants. And he was trying to make a point about either how big they currently were or how much they have lost. And everybody loved it, except apparently the zookeepers pointed out that elephants are big, but they're not unhealthy.
Right.
And maybe that's
big, they're big boned.
Or maybe we're retaining water. That's what I'm beginning to think in Boston.
Well, and we should point out that, in fact, Boston has done very well on the miles, right? Like they
yes.
were aiming for 10 million miles and they're over 8 million, right?
Yes, so exactly. We're at 8.3 million. And so people are really moving. And the city has done a lot. They have free gym memberships and you know, reduced memberships to Weight Watchers, which has been a big deal, and things that help you get healthy food at farm stands. It's not just go lose 1 million pounds on your own.
Right. Well, I feel like we should hear from Mayor Menino here. And Carrie, you mentioned earlier that the mayor himself pledged to lose weight. So this is what he said last year.
I don't know, but I'm going to make a commitment to lose at least 2 pounds a month for the next year.
So there it is, Carrie. 2 pounds a month. That means he'd be on track to lose something like 24 pounds. How's he been doing?
Right. Well, first of all, we have to say the mayor gets a pass. He was really very ill for quite a while, and he's just getting out of rehab now. But Beth, he lost more than 20, right?
Yes. His press secretary said that he lost between 20 and 25 pounds, and apparently he's keeping it off. So one thing that I was interested in is I spoke to someone. I mean, you could look at Mayor Menino and say he doesn't look like a traditional diet guru. But I spoke to somebody who sounded like she'd been wanting to lose weight for a while, but it was actually his message that got through to her. She went to a place called Dorchester House, which is a multi-service center in Dorchester where she gets her health care. And she asked to speak to a nutritionist, and she got referred to a Weight Watchers discounted membership. And she's lost over 10 pounds since January 31st.
All right.
I thought it was a really nice story.
It was really, like, if he can do it, so can I.
Yeah, maybe that was, you know, what it was.
Well, so Beth, let's get back to this 1 million pound goal with just 900,000 pounds to go in the month that remains. Is the city still pushing this as doable?
You know what it is? I think it's like when you, a year out, you know, I'm going to your 25th high school reunion. You're going to lose 10 pounds. And then you get closer. You still want it, but I don't know whether you're actually working any harder to get it. It's really hard to motivate people to lose weight. They kicked off this Boston Moves for Health campaign with $310,000 in corporate donations, and they used $50,000 of that for marketing, which I think they didn't think was a lot. They bought some ads that were kind of upbeat, like we're all in it together, and they used social media and did press events. But beyond that, there's so many things happening in Boston all the time. It's really hard to get a lot of attention. So I think I went out and interviewed a lot of people, and nobody even knew they were supposed to be losing weight. I mean, it's one thing to try to lose weight when you know you're supposed to be on a diet,
right.
But it's another that you don't even know you're shirking your civic responsibility when you're wolfing down Dunkin' Donuts.
Nobody got the memo from City Hall.
Yeah.
I got
it. And also I think we should add, Anthony, that public health experts say, you know, all of society is arrayed against you when you're trying to lose weight. So basically there are so many factors from this obesogenic society that we live in. You're surrounded by food. You're not moving as much because things are set up that way. And in fact, Boston is considered a real leader in terms of these sort of community elements that can try to help people be more active and lose weight. But boy, you're up against a lot of powerful forces.
Well, I think rather than focusing on the 900,000 pounds we didn't lose as a city, let's hold on to that fact, one of the five healthiest cities in the country.
Right.
All right. I think that's a good place to end. Beth Tytel, lifestyle reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for the great piece.
Thank you.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome.
And you can find a link to Carrie's piece on all of this and a link to Beth's piece on the status of Boston's million-pound challenge on our website, radioboston.org.
You know, Anthony, I was thinking about having a 4 o'clock cookie, but now I kind of don't think I should.
Back to those jumping jacks, Magna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.